1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Christmas. Yes, it is time for our just Christmas devoted hour here, as it's the last time we talk to you until after Christmas. So I just want to talk Christmas this hour. And look, what's a better way to start Christmas than with a song? So we'll go ahead and start with a Christmas song to start off. And look, I don't have any kind of like orchestra or instruments or anything like this. I'm not a very good piano or guitar player or anything like this. So I just sing a cappella, and I don't try to do anything fancy with it. That way, if you want to sing along, there's no like surprises or anything like that. So let's get started with the song. Here you go.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots in the wish of Bonnie and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make 'em ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
All right. Now we got started with the Christmas song. Let's get started with the next thing I like. Christmas movies. I'm a movieaholic. I have no shame for that. And so, I've seen a lot for Christmas movies. There's a lot of new ones recently that have been coming out. Like, they've been trying to come out with a lot of new Christmas movies in the past few years. And so it gets me wondering, how do the newer Christmas movies line up compared to the older ones? And we're going to bring Joe Ford in on this one too. How do you think the newer Christmas movies line up compared to the older Christmas movies? Go ahead.
First thing I want to say is I'm thinking about just the thousands of people who happen to get in their cars at some point in the last 2 minutes and were just completely confused about what radio station they were on. And they're like, why is Bing Crosby singing on News Radio 92.3 right now? Like, what's up with that? No, it was a fabulous job. As far as the new Christmas movies, I really think it really just depends on how old you are and, I mean, what you grew up with, you know? Because, I mean, for me, like, I still consider The Grinch a relatively new Christmas movie. And that's been
like
out
the one with Jim Carrey.
And that's been out for, 22 years or something like that.
What?
Elf is
it's been that long?
Yeah, it was like 2000, wasn't it?
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize it was been that
long. Yeah, I think
I'm the same
2000.
As you. I look at it like it's still a fairly new movie. But yeah, I just looked it up. It's 2000. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, so I mean, it's really hard for a new Christmas movie to get into my regular Christmas movie repertoire. Uh-huh. So, but, for people who are younger and Gracie, you may You may love the newer movies more, but Klaus was one that I was just introduced to this year on Netflix. I watched that for the first time this year. It was pretty good. It's possible, but I generally stick to the classics and, you know, the 90s.
So when you say the classics, what are your classics?
All right. So my number one is, why did it just leave my head? It's a Wonderful Life. Number one.
Yeah.
Now, I am not like most people. I have a very specific tradition. It is the most sacred tradition of Christmas to me. I will only watch It's a Wonderful Life once on New Year's Eve when it's on NBC. I will not watch it any other time. And the reason why is because when I was a kid and I was just so excited for Christmas and I couldn't fall asleep, I would just lay on the couch, put on It's a Wonderful Life, and that's how I would fall asleep. So it's what I've done every Christmas Eve. That's number one. Home Alone 2 is up there.
Two.
I like 2 more than 1. I think it's better. The Santa Claus, the first one. And Christmas Vacation. So I think, what am I, at top 4 now? And then Jingle All the Way. That's my top 5.
Oh, boy. I don't think I've seen Jingle All the Way in forever.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that one. I go with The Polar Express, and this is no particular order for me. The Polar Express, Elf, and then The Christmas Chronicles has moved into my top ones.
Really?
That we watch every year, that's a Netflix one.
So I would consider all of these newer.
Polar Express?
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying. Yeah, it's not like Miracle on 34th Street or just anything, any of those older ones like that. And I can already tell you right now, one of the top 5 is going to move into like this year already, because I've seen it 4 times with my kids and everybody, is going to be the new musical with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell, Spirited. That's already going to be in there. And my other top 5 one is going to be Arthur Christmas. That's one of my... I like Arthur Christmas. It's a digital animation one, that one is a newer one. I guess all mine are kind of newer ones.
Yeah.
Gracie, what about yourself?
I would say my top 3, which they've all been said before, or like are on y'all's list. Polar Express, because my family every year does Polar Express outside on the projector, like we get pizza. I mean, my family in Kissimmee is doing it right now. And so we have hot chocolate when the hot chocolate song comes on. So like that's number one.
That's cool.
It's a Wonderful Life because my dad loves that movie. I think he feels like he relates to George Bailey. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but he loves that movie. He always makes us watch it in black and white. So that one. And then actually this one wasn't said and Bobby hates it, but It's a Christmas Story because that plays 24 hours on Christmas. So even though I don't really watch the full thing, like I see it on Christmas morning, probably about 24 times.
I'm with Bobby on that one. I have tried A Christmas Story multiple times, and I'm like, I do not understand how people find this funny.
I've still not showed it to my kids yet, and this was I was like, this year I'm going to show it to my kid. I couldn't do it. I haven't showed a Miracle on 34th Street yet. So there's bigger priorities than A Christmas Story. But have you seen the sequel one that came out on HBO Max this year?
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so I saw that they had the sequel that came out on that one. Got a texture here that says Scrooged, which, Scrooge is a good one. And that's it goes with the Dickens A Christmas Carol. And I like the Disney version of A Christmas Carol, the one where Jim Carrey is also doing that one. I like The Grinch with Jim Carrey. I also like the new digital animation one that came out a few years ago. It's a little bit of a different story, but I think those were done well as well. I think some of the newer ones have done a good job. Disney Plus came out with one called Noelle a couple of years ago that I thought was a good one. It's like Santa's daughter or something like that. I was trying to remember another one that came out, was a newer one that I thought did a good job. I just went blank on it. I know, I heard earlier Jenna said Christmas with the Cranks is one of her favorite ones, and I was like, I think I've seen it once. I don't even know what it's about. So this is where I look at that. I do have a question for both of you. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I've never seen it, so I'm going to say no.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
I'm also going to say no.
I've always said no. But everybody's like, no, it's set during the Christmas time. I'm like, just because it's set during Christmas time doesn't make it a Christmas movie. Like, a Christmas movie's got to be something about, like, Christmassy stuff.
Does it have a Christmas message to it?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a guy is traveling for Christmas. He is traveling for Christmas to go visit his daughter because they're divorced and he's across the country. And while he's in a building, bad guys kidnap, hijack the building, and he's a police officer, and so he fights bad guys, is what it comes down to. Here's another one. Here's another question. A Nightmare Before Christmas. Christmas movie?
It's been so long since I've seen that. Are we talking about, like the animated? Is the animated one, right? Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's titled A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I've always looked at it like a Halloween movie, though. Because it's about Halloween Town trying to kidnap Christmas. But, yeah.
Here's a question. So, I mean, we all know that, there are tiers to Christmas movies, right? They're, White Christmas and It's Wonderful Life. And, I would put, as far as, whether you love it or you hate it, it's just, those A-list Christmas movies that are just, we all know what they are. We all recognize them. So, since 2000, because we were talking about the newer Christmas movies, I would put really only two. I would say The Grinch and then Elf would be the two since 2000 that are kind of in that A-level tier of Christmas movies. Are you putting any of the newer ones in that
I would add Polar Express to that one.
But other than that,
I think you're right. I think when you're talking about your A-list of Christmas movies that have been since 2000, when did Elf come out, though?
I want to say that was around 2005 or 6.
Okay, so it is. I wasn't sure if that might have even been before.
2003.
Okay, yeah. So I would agree with you that after 2000, out of the newer movies that would be on your A-list of movies that go along with Miracle on 34th Street and White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life and those would be Polar Express, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, the Disney version, and Elf. Yeah, I would agree with you. Those are your A-list ones. There was another one I was going to ask about with the Christmas movie. There's another new Christmas movie. It wasn't seen nearly as much because it was an HBO Max movie. It came out last year. It was called 8-Bit Christmas. It's also a very good.
I heard about it. Never saw it.
It's a very good one. Neil Patrick Harris is reflecting to his child about when he wanted a Nintendo DS. Nintendo Entertainment System, like the NES, like the original Nintendo system. It's back when he wanted a Nintendo NES for Christmas, and it's his story of, kind of a flashback story of him wanting that. So that one's a pretty good heartfelt one as well. So very good ones right there. We're going to get a traffic on the fives here. We'll get a quick break. We come back here. I do want to talk about Christmas music next because there's also a lot of new Christmas music coming out. Yet I keep hearing from people that go, I don't like the new stuff. Just give me the classics. So we'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives first. Go ahead.
Our roads are checking in clear. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. If you do see an accident, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD, that's M-A-D-D, help, or visit MADD.org. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys.
Hey, it is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Merry Christmas to you. We've got a full hour here of just Christmas, just talking Christmas. And so if you'd like to weigh in or share your thoughts, text it in to us, 850-437-1620. Before we get talking about Christmas music, Well, first of all, I got a text here. A really good older Christmas movie is The Bells of St. Mary's. So I looked it up. Stars Ingrid Bergman and Bing Crosby. I think I've seen this one, but it'd been a long time ago when I did. I read the synopsis and sounds vaguely familiar to check that one out. The Bells of St. Mary's. All right, before we get into talking about Christmas music and newer Christmas music, one of a newer Christmas song, I heard it on John Legend's latest album that came out a couple years ago. It's called Home by Christmas Eve. So here's my version of it. I tried to sing it about as plain as possible. Like I said, no orchestra or anything, just trying to sing a cappella. Here you go.
I'm 1,000 miles away. It's not snowing in LA. But I'm phoning just to say I'm sorry. All the flights have been delayed. I've got nowhere else to stay. But if I can find a way, I'll hurry. Just hang up the Christmas lights and I'll do the rest tonight. Tell the kids I'm coming. I swear that I'll be running under the Christmas tree. Together, yeah, we will be. I promise. Oh, I'm gonna walk. If I have to run, I'll stand on the highway and stop someone. I'll cross the deserts, an ocean, a river that's frozen. I'll follow the stars just to find where you are. You can count on me. Make a wish, close your eyes and believe. I'll be home, 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 home by Christmas Eve. And I know it's all on you. Keep it together like your glue. And everything you do, I notice. So I'll bring presents, I'll bring wine, mistletoe for you and I. And I'll be there just in time to show it. Just hang up the Christmas lights and I'll do the rest tonight. Tell the kids I'm coming. I swear that I'll be running under the Christmas tree. Together, yeah, we will be, I promise. Oh, I'm gonna walk if I have to run. I'll stand on the highway and stop someone. I'll cross the deserts, an ocean, a river that's frozen. I follow the stars just to find where you are. You can count on me. Make a wish, close your eyes and believe. I'll be home, 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 home by Christmas Eve. Make a wish, close your eyes and believe. I'll be home, 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 home by Christmas Eve.
Yeah, so there you go. That John Legend, John Legend, of course, kicks butt with it. So, you know, I just did what I can do on it. But, you know, I wanted to sing that one because there's so many people here who are far away from their families, who are in the military, or who maybe moved down here because of a job with Navy Federal or anything like that. And I know a lot of people are trying to get home for Christmas Eve today. We've had, you know, nearly 6,000 flights been canceled today alone. And between today and yesterday, 8,000 flights that have been canceled. And so I know a lot of people are anxious and feeling stressed out because they're wanting to get close to home and be with family and be with friends. And I know some aren't able to go visit their family because of their station in the military, wherever it might be. But I know that you want to be there with your family. So I thought about that song, and it's a newer song. And that does kind of lead me into Christmas music. That I talked to some people and they're all like, no, forget the new stuff. I only want the old classics, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Frosty the Snowman, the Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and these things, any of these new renditions, these new things, not interested. I like the new stuff. It just depends on what it is, right? I mean, some songs I listen to, I'm like, nope, I don't like that Christmas song. But other songs, I'm like, no, I like that one. That's a good Christmas one. Like I've mentioned many times before, I love Sia's Christmas album that came out a few years ago. It's very catchy, and some of the songs are more Christmassy than others. Some of them are just kind of winter songs, but they're really good. I like John Legend's. He's got a couple of new songs in there. Even Gwen Stefani came out with a Christmas album a few years ago, and she's got a couple original songs in there, and she has some other ones that she's redoing. And it just depends on what it is for me. As long as it's a good song, I like it. You know, where do you guys stand when it comes to Christmas music? Also, do you listen to Christmas music like for the whole Christmas season, or is it just like, I'll listen Christmas Eve and that's it? Joe?
I'm absolutely the same way. Same way as you, Bobby. I have a on my iPhone, I have a Joe's Christmas playlist, you know, and a lot of the classics, of course, but you know, I'll just be listening to the radio, and as a Christmas song comes on that catches my ear, I will, you know, Google who sings it, yeah, or whatever, and I'll just add it too. So it's a constantly evolving list. But yeah, I think of Pentatonix, a newer group that that's really become a really good niche for them. Michael Bublé, I think, and Mariah Carey, I think, are the two newer artists that I think have really elevated into that. You know, we're talking about movie tiers. Not that A tier of like the Nat King Cole's, the Bing Crosby, but I think Mariah Carey is probably there. But
I would say Michael Bublé might be there as well.
I can go back and forth on him.
The king of Christmas music would be either Bing Crosby or Nat King Cole.
Yeah,
but Michael Bublé is making a push pretty hard.
Yeah, I agree that he's right there. I don't know that he would ever get to the point where he'd get above or kind of equal footing. But you know, if you make the argument that he's there, I won't stand in your way. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just like you said, and anybody can have different tastes in what they hear. So I say bring it on if you want to make I've got a lot of Josh Groban, he's another guy. That he does a lot of good Christmas songs too. So, yeah, I say bring it on.
Yeah, Gracie, do you think Michael Bublé stands in this whole?
I mean, I feel like I can't really relate as much because like the newer Christmas movies, like Polar Express, things like that, like those are just classics to me. I know, or like Michael Bublé, that like is kind of just normal Christmas movie music to me. But, like, newer Christmas movie I get on board with. I like Dan and Shay. If anyone listens to country, they do an awesome Christmas album. And then Kane is, like, a Christian band. Yeah. They have awesome Christmas music, too. So, to me, that's new Christmas music. And Mariah Carey is, like, just normal Christmas music.
Are there any new Christmas songs that have elevated? Because, I mean, a lot of these new artists are just doing old Christmas songs.
Old stuff, yeah.
Are there new Christmas songs within the last 20 years that have kind of elevated into that classic realm? I can't think of any off the top of my head. I mean, Hallelujah, like by Pentatonix, there's a debate on whether that's a Christmas song.
Yeah, but I don't
know
if that's a new song, though. Yeah,
no, that's true.
That's still just still an older song. Yeah. Even Mariah Carey's stuff. I mean, her one song that she has that's like super popular, maybe you could say that one. I've had some people make an argument for Christmas Lights from Coldplay, but no, I don't think that's on the A-list of Christmas songs yet. Maybe Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. That one might be one that's elevated to the list.
Agreed.
And that would be about the only one I could think, because there's a lot of new Christmas songs, but none that have hit that level where like everybody knows it and is familiar with it. Where I actually just saw something with a college, a college football team or something, they're at a bowl game and they got somebody questioning them on Instagram. And as all the players were coming out of the locker room, they were saying, what's your favorite Christmas song? What's your favorite Christmas song? And these are football guys, right? And almost every single one of them, it was like 8 out of 10. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I just thought of one. I don't know if it's
Crazy
quite there.
That's funny.
the song that Josh Groban sings at the end of
Polar
Express, Believe.
Yeah, Believe.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. Yeah. But I don't think that one's hit it. I mean, when you ask people what's your favorite Christmas song, Believe doesn't hit the list. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like one that like Winter Wonderland or Sleigh Bells or, you know, or Silver Bells or anything like that.
It has to be a song that everyone knows all the words to. So if someone said, if you got to go caroling and you have to sing the song, they would know the words to it. I don't know the words to Believe, and I put Polar Express as my favorite movie.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point right there as well. Let's get a quick break. We come back here. We got some more Christmas talk. I want to find out what Gracie and Joe's Christmas traditions were like growing up and what they might have going on right now. We'll talk about that next.
Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
All right, there you go. Merry Christmas to you. This is Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Like I said, I'm not a very accomplished guitarist, but, you know, I pick around whatever I can, and I just love that song. I love the tune of that song, so I wanted to be able to play that one for you on Christmas. We've been talking about Christmas movies, Christmas music, and I want to talk a little bit about Christmas traditions here. So our Christmas tradition, we never did like the open up a present on Christmas Eve or anything like that. It was always like, you had to always open up Christmas presents on Christmas morning. And I'd say, like, if there's any kind of Christmas tradition, we didn't really have a whole lot other than just like, we just had to wait till Christmas morning to open up stuff. And we always got up like way before the crack of dawn. And if mom and dad were still asleep, well, they're going to have to wake up. And there was no, you know, go back to bed for no. When the kids got up, that's time to get up. And that's continued on even with my kids. Like, I would try to sleep in a little bit and the kids would not let dad sleep in. So do you guys have any like Christmas traditions that you guys grew up with that you can recall that you remember, Gracie?
I feel like my family's pretty heavy on Christmas traditions. Like, two that come to mind is, one, just because we played that song, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, we do an Advent wreath on our dinner table and sing that song instead of Grace and light it each week. So that kind of just like gets us in the Christmas spirit leading up during Advent season. So that's something that I like hold close to me. And then also on Christmas Eve, we do Christmas Eve dinner at our house. We go to church and then we come home and my dad literally cooks for like 2 days straight, and he does like an Italian tradition of like the Feast of the Seven Fishes. So we have like way too much food, and like we like fast all day because he's in the kitchen, and if you get in the kitchen and make a snack, he like yells at you to like get out. Like, I make, so by the time you get home from church, you're like starving, and we just basically just get super full on that, and then wake up at like 5 a.m. the next day. Like, I'm one of six, so like all the kids had to sleep in one room on Christmas Eve, so we're all like crammed into our like twin beds and trundle beds with all of us. And yeah, our parents were the, okay, we had to wait till 7 a.m., which like...
Oh, okay. You had to wait.
Yeah. Right. But we have like this banister that like looks down into our living room, so like we usually would wake up at 5 a.m. and then just sit there and stare at our presents for like 2 hours until mom and dad finally said we can come downstairs. So
yeah, there you go.
That's,
I like it,
basically how it worked in the Wolf House. And
I like it. Good stuff. Joe?
And you said that with the Polar Express. Have you done that this year yet?
So my family, they're in Kissimmee, so they're doing it tonight.
Oh, okay.
So it's usually the day before, the night before Christmas, as we do the Polar Express. So,
going to be sitting outside tonight watching the Polar
Express? No, not here. They said it's actually not that cold there at all. It's freezing here.
Yeah. So, my primary main tradition that I mentioned earlier this hour is watching It's a Wonderful Life Christmas Eve. The other really fun one that we do came from my dad's side of the family, in that we play it's such a fun game, so feel free to steal it if you want with large families, large groups. Is every kind of individual family unit will bring five or six gifts. These are gag gifts. These are dollar store items, you know, just whatever. And so all these gifts we put into the center. Everybody sits around in a big circle around it, and then there are several pairs of dice going around. So we set a timer for 10 minutes, and then you take turns rolling, you pass it along, and so there's just dice constantly going around in a circle. And then when you roll doubles, you get to take a present out of the middle. When all of the presents are gone out of the middle, if you roll doubles, you get to steal somebody else's. So, so this is about going on for about 10 minutes. The last 2 minutes, minute and a half, it turns into a complete zoo. Everybody's focused on the biggest box. You know, they all think they've got something. One of the presents might have like a $100 bill, you know, whatever. It's just 10 minutes of awesome fun. And then, you know, you get a handful of packages. Somebody might not have anything, you know, because they're just like the one that everybody gangs up on. You know, you just don't know how it's going to go. And then, after the 10 minutes, you open it and it's like, oh, that big box that everybody was fighting over, it was a roll of toilet paper in a National Enquirer or something. You know, one year there was hemorrhoid cream. That was a big gift. But yeah, so the dice game, it's a huge hit in our family. We do it every year.
Gotcha. I like it. Let's say the only other thing that we had as a Christmas tradition is every Christmas Eve, we sat down and Dad would share. We basically read Luke 2, and he'd share the Christmas story. And that was, and when that story was over, we knew it was bedtime. So it's like he would share that, and that was it. Now it's bedtime. And we go that way. What about Christmas food? So Gracie shared the big enormous feast that they do over there, the Italian feast. What about yourself, Joe?
Christmas is usually ham. You know, it's really kind of simple. What I like, I mean, ham and stuffing. There's got to be stuffing. All the biscuits you can have. I'm not a big eggnog guy, so whatever. I don't really have a holiday drink or whatever, but yeah, definitely ham. Definitely stuffing and some bread. That's really all I need. Oh, and mac and cheese, of course.
Oh, and the mac and cheese. Yeah. There you go. The Christmas mac and cheese.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi, just doing a Christmas special here. And so, of course, it'd be remiss if we didn't start talking about how Christmas got started in the first place, what it's about. It's about the birth of Christ. But I do want to say this. The spirit of giving and the spirit of Christ. Because I know there's a lot of people who are like, I don't want to do the Santa Claus thing. I don't want Santa Claus to come visit my house. I don't want to have that in my house because Christmas is about the birth of Christ. I'm not that way, because I look at the spirit of giving and what Santa Claus does as a version, as a view of the spirit of Christ. I mean, I look at this, at Jesus Christ, and I think what the spirit of Christmas is, and I think it is giving, it's serving, it's helping the poor and the needy, it's loving others, it's, you know, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's kindness, and it's even being grateful. And so with the whole Santa Claus aspect of Christmas, where you're giving things, but you're also receiving presents, it's teaching us to be, one, to look forward to giving presents away to other people, and it's also looking to be grateful for what we're given. I mean, that's one of the biggest thrills I've seen as my kids have gotten older now, to see their excitement at getting presents for their siblings. When I give them $50 and I go, hey, go get presents for your brother and sister, or give them $100 or whatever it is, you go shopping, or I'll go shopping with you. And them picking out the different presents for their siblings, oh, man. And their excitement, they just can't wait for Christmas morning. to be for their, you know, brother or sister to open up the present they got them, and seeing that excitement for them, I'm like, yeah, this is this. I love seeing that spirit. So I love both of them. I love the spirit of giving from Santa Claus, but I also, of course, love the spirit of Christmas. So with that, I want to sing a couple other songs here for you that are centered more on Jesus Christ. So let me start with Away in a Manger, because that gets us kind of started, like, you know, that starts off the night, right? That starts off everything. And then I'll sing Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem after that. But let's start with Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
All right, let's get a quick break. When we come back here, talk a little bit more about Christmas right here on Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary, and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in.
Merry Christmas to you. I know that Jesus was the Christ prophesied in the Old Testament. I know he came to redeem us from our sins. And, you know, repentance isn't a bad thing. Repentance is actually a good thing. It's a chance to have hope. It's a chance for us to be better. Christ's sacrifice allows us to heal and to improve our lives. And I know these things by the witness of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit we're taught are love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. And when I study Christ's life, I feel these things. I feel love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness. And those things witness to me that Jesus was and is the Savior of the world. And I'm grateful for my relationship with God and with Jesus the Christ. And I'm grateful that I was able to spend this hour with you talking about Christmas, both the fun things of Christmas as well as the spiritual things of Christmas. And hopefully you'll have a safe and happy holiday and we'll be stress-free, and that you'll feel the joy of Christmas, whether it be the joy of the spirit of giving through Santa Claus and all that, or whether it be the joy of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. So appreciate you joining me here. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You guys have a great weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.